And this NPR station is KUOW 94.9 Seattle. Thanks for joining us. I'm Emily Fox. When Judith Hightower first became a judge in Seattle's municipal court, she thought she would change the system. Hightower was one of the only female African-American judges at the time. Now, after 25 years on the bench, Hightower is retiring. And she says in a lot of ways, the job changed her. Hightower gave one example to KUOW's Kim Malcolm. She told her about a woman booked into King County Jail for driving with a suspended license.
She was about 40, I'd say, and they were asking to be released because she had a son who maybe was about 10, and she had to get home for her child. And I'm like, well, you knew that. Why didn't you take care of your business? I don't remember exactly what I said, but I was being a little bit, you know, chastising to this adult woman. And she looked at me and explained that she had been, her daughter was in the hospital dying from cancer, that she was taking her son to see her daughter, his sister. And the whole case, the ticket, the court date, all of that just slipped her mind. So that was humbling for me to remember to find out the story before I reach a judgment. And I had to take a break and go back. We all were crying. I had to go in the back so I could cry by myself.
You told our producer that at the start of your career, you could feel lonely at times. You were often the only woman in the room. Often you were the only person of color. What did being a judge mean to you then?
It was important to bring my experience as a black female, single parent, working class person to that situation. I felt strongly that there may be that element missing, that perspective, and that was needed in the judiciary at the time.
You talked to our producer about using your robe as a shield.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
A dear, dear friend of mine, when I first got on the bench and we talked about the work that I was about to do, and she talked about using my robe as a shield, to shield out the bad energy and keep in the good energy. And so I did that for a number of years, and it actually worked. I always wanted to be patient, fair, compassionate, so that helped me do that.
There's also a certain amount of authority that's invested in you a little bit by that robe.
Yes.
How did that translate into how you were dealing with people?
Well, you know, the funny thing about that is I don't have to do much. The robe does it. And then they have you elevated. So it would be funny. Some people would see me later and say, well, I didn't know you were so small.
You are physically sitting higher than everyone else
exactly.
In the room.
And you look bigger when you're up there in that robe.
Who would you say you are now? As a result of having spent 25 years as a judge in Seattle's municipal court?
It's so funny you asked that because I went to a human rights conference, and in that room were so many people I've known and worked with in the past on social justice issues. And it was like, we are all laughing. It was like a reunion. And I thought, oh, now I'm back to who I am. I maybe am not as strident. Maybe I know how to make better, more persuasive arguments. Maybe I'm a little gentler, hopefully, than I was when I first started.
When people come to see you and they're brought before you and you're wearing your robe, they are not having a good day. For some of them, they are in crisis. It could possibly be one of the worst stretches in their life. How has the way you see them when they come before you, how has that changed over the years?
So I would always explain to people, I am not judging you personally. I'm not judging you as a human being. I'm judging the behavior. I'm judging your conduct. And I would encourage people to find who they are. I always encourage them to find who they are inside. I say to people, especially these young people lately, who did you want to be when you grew up? Remember that. Do you have a dream? If you don't have one, I want you to get one. So that hasn't changed. Other than getting maybe deeper and stronger, the sense of, you know, we're all in this together. We're all human beings. Yes, what you did was wrong, and you're going to be punished. Every 4 years, I would examine my conscience. Am I still compassionate? Have I become jaded? Do I still like what I'm doing? And if at any time I couldn't answer yes to those questions, I knew I had to leave. Every 4 years, something would happen that would tell me, yeah, stay. I would think maybe it's time to go, and then I'd have someone come in front of me and tell me how I'd change their life, or I'd get a letter, or there'd be something that told me it was not time to go. It was a good ride.
That's Judith Hightower. She was speaking with KUOW's Kim Malcolm. She recently retired from Seattle's municipal court after 25 years.